Heartbeats. FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Nine Lashes with Heartbeats. Ashes Remain, All of Me prior to that. Good morning to you at 7:19.
Hey, this is intern Paul with a look at Tuesday's forecast. Today, mostly sunny with a high of 80. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 60. And tomorrow, winning Wednesday, clouds and showers and a high of 71. It's currently 63 degrees.
October is clergy / pastor appreciation month. We want to know what you appreciate about your pastor. You can leave your comments on the listener hotline. That number is 717-397-8090.
This morning, our very special guest from Hinkletown Monday Night School. We've got a house full. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Great to have you all here. Mr. Jody Fossnight is here. He's the Director of Advancement at Hinkletown Monday Night School. Jody, tell us about Hinkletown, if you will.
Hinkletown's a wonderful community school serving students in pre-kindergarten through grade 8. We have about 215 students, and actually new this year, we have a venture program that we've added that includes opportunities for high school students.
Cool. Tell us a little bit more about venture program. That sounds very cool.
Well, the venture program is it's a combined learning opportunity where students do coursework with teachers.
Okay.
There is some online component for certain instructional classes. And it's an opportunity for students to really do what we do well at pre-K through 8, discovery of their gifts. And they can do that through internships, job shadowing opportunities, and things like that. And so it's a great way for students who may be college bound, students who may be bound for the workforce or aren't sure which. Help them discover that and sort of hone in on where God wants them to go.
And where are you guys located? Where's Hinkletown?
We are right between Ephrata and New Holland, actually almost equidistant between the two towns.
Okay.
We have an Ephrata address, but we're in the middle of Amish country right there in northeast Lancaster
County. Yeah, it's a beautiful area. And if folks want to get more information, they can visit you online.
HMSK8.org.
Okay.
/auction if they want specific information about the auction.
Because you have the auction coming up and the big, I just love saying Hinklefest. It's just so much fun. Tell us about that.
Well, Hinklefest is a great weekend opportunity on Friday and Saturday where we will do Friday evening a chicken chase and family fun run. WJTL will be there for a live remote, actually.
Is the chicken chase part of the fun run?
It is. It is.
Yeah. So you're chasing chickens.
The kids all chase a chicken. There's three different races. That chicken's worn out. In fact, there's usually a contest of some sort for... And the kids are all guessing who the chicken is because we don't know. That person changes every year. So.
That sounds like fun. Were you ever the chicken?
I was not ever the chicken.
Wonder if you will be this year. We don't know.
Time
it's a secret.
Yeah. Right. That's right. So dinner for the family, pork barbecue from 4 to 7 Friday evening. The auction's from 6:30 to 8:30. We have all kinds of baked goods, wonderful eats the whole weekend. And then Saturday morning, we do auction starting at 9. We have coffee, fresh donuts available, all kinds of kids' activities through the day Saturday, bounce house, pony rides, barrel train rides, you name a bunch of carnival and craft-type games. It's really it's designed to be something that really is fun for the whole family. Anybody from the community with children will have a good time. The kids will have a great time, and it's a safe place. We're just kind of out in the middle of a cornfield area almost, so it's a nice place to come and bring the family.
It is. It's beautiful. HMSK8.org/auction if you want to see what's going on as far as the auction goes. Miranda is with us this morning. Miranda, you are in eighth grade, right?
Yes, I am.
And how long have you gone to Hinklefest? Or Hinkletown, I'm sorry.
I have been at Hinkletown since kindergarten.
Since kindergarten, so you know it really well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What do you love about going to the school?
I love that it's a community event and that the whole community comes together to raise money for a really good cause, and the food is just amazing.
So what's your favorite food at Hinklefest? Like maybe in past years, did you have a favorite thing that you always look forward to every year?
Probably the chicken barbecue. It's really good.
The chicken barbecue is really good. I hear they have apple dumplings as well.
Yes, they are homemade Saturday morning and fresh, and you can get them with ice cream, and they're really, really good.
Anne, who works here, made me an apple dumpling yesterday. So
cool.
That's why when you said apple dumplings, I'm like, I had a really good apple dumpling. Now, James told us earlier, and he'll tell us more about making ice cream, but what are you doing as far as for Hinklefest?
I am part of the jewelry club, so we are making different kinds of jewelry, and then we're going to sell them as sets or individual pieces Friday night at the auction. Everybody makes bracelets, necklaces, earrings. One girl's even making like a headband.
Whoa, that's cool.
We got to learn all about different types of jewelry and how to use tools and stuff. It was really fun.
That sounds like fun. Are you wearing any today that you made?
No, I'm not.
No. Okay, well, you could check out all the jewelry that Miranda made. Check out the ice cream that James made. And there's going to be apple dumplings and all kinds of great food. Lots of fun activities. It's all happening as part of Hinklefest this weekend. It's Friday and Saturday. Get all the details online, hmsk8.org. Hinkletown Mennonite School having their auction and fundraiser this weekend. We'll talk more to the gang coming up in just a bit. Right now, Rita Springer, back to the music. This is Never Lost on WJTL. Good morning. Time to get up and go.